Come back with Behind the Christmas, an original radio play by the cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show. The liquid's not even staying in your mouth anymore, Clyde. Okay. We'll be back after this. Don't you go anywhere. We'll continue. It's the Rick Emerson Show, our annual 4th and Christmas in July show on the 4th of July. You stay right there.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a door for Johnny. Leave a door for Mary. Something pretty for Johnny. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
You're listening to the Rick Emerson Show. All right, here we go on AM 97. Solid State Radio. If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. I'm not saying that zombies really exist, but if... Did you see the picture of this woman?
No.
Really? Hold on. I'm going to post it right now. Go ahead and read the story, Tim, while I'm posting this.
We see a lot of women look like that around here. This woman is too large to be cremated. A family has been told their dead mother could not be cremated in her home city because she is too large. Penelope Stapleton of Norwich, who died last week of a heart attack at the age of 61,
that's hard to believe.
Weighed 22 stone.
Okay, like if I put a photograph, like if I put 10 women in a lineup, including this woman, and I said, one of these people is a zombie who's going to eat you and suck out your spinal fluid as soon as your back is turned, you'd pick this woman. Like 100 out of 100 people would pick this woman.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to like us on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
At Broadway Toyota, we know what your expectations are when you're looking to buy a car. And that's why we know that if you come to Broadway Toyota at the Rose Quarter, we'll change your perception of car dealers. You want a lot of Toyotas to choose from. You want people who will make you feel comfortable and confident while you're shopping for your new Toyota. And of course, there's price. At Broadway Toyota, we've known for a long time that you don't want to run all over town comparing prices on anything, especially cars. And we price our Toyotas every day so that the only place you need to go is here. We've even made it easy to shop for a Toyota at work. While you're on your lunch break, of course, just go to BroadwayToyota.com and our internet team will happily assist you via email. So Portland, if you're even thinking about buying a Toyota, Broadway is the only way. Just get off at the I-5 Rose Quarter exit and head 2 blocks east. Or visit us online at BroadwayToyota.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss Amateur Night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
You're listening to AM 970. KCMD AM Portland. Solid State Radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all
this is from my
troubles.
I got this like 5-disc Sinatra sale, which has got all of his Christmas songs as well, including that terrible one that he recorded like a month before he died, where he was just a rattly metallic wheeze. It's supposed to be Silent Night, but it's just a lot of and it's terrible. All right, what's that?
This
is the sound of his folds being sponged while he's on the bed.
Please come and bathe me.
We'll be miles away.
Oh, good Lord. Sarah, by the way, was just smelling her left armpit. 503.
No, I just take a shower. I'm
you don't, you're a woman. You don't smell. You have fragrance.
Happy gold.
And you're listening. Also,
you're
you've
been beating all morning.
I think you have the vapors. It's 503-733-2970.
What are the vapors?
I don't know. That's that thing that you get in the 30s.
What is it?
It's like smallpox. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's what women did instead of belching in the 30s. I have the vapors. And then they go into the kitchen and belch. How are you doing today?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with me? I'm not the one who's sitting there smelling my armpit. We should note, by the way, Sarah was noting that it does sound a little peculiar that she's wearing the same dress she had on yesterday, only now it's missing a bunch of buttons.
No, I was chasing Delaine's cat.
Uh-huh. Is that what they call that now? It's like chasing the dragon.
I was chasing the cat.
Yeah. I was noting. And my father cursed Aunt Jemima the rest of his life. I was noting that it really just sounds as though Sarah fell asleep in a flop house and was ravaged by a sailor before coming back to work today.
She was chasing cats.
Uh-huh.
You know I have to give the cat a pill.
You have to give the cat a pill. I can hear Clyde laughing in the hallway.
Catching the towel.
The alarm clock goes up and the cat runs where it's alive.
Hi there. We're talking about actual activities that Sarah Dillon has to do, by the way. It is the 4th of July. We are live, believe it or not. We're talking about actual activities that Sarah Dillon must take part in today because she has agreed to care for the cat of a friend of hers.
Sick.
So you have to feed the cat a pill.
I have to shove
Please
a giant
take care of my sick cat.
I have to shove a giant pill in its mouth. Well, first I have to catch it, wrap it in a towel, and then shove a giant pill in its mouth.
You shove the pill with the towel into the cat's mouth?
No, I have the cat wrapped in a towel so it doesn't scratch me.
Oh, that would be good. Okay. I can do that.
Hi. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up in just a few, we will unfurl Behind the Christmas, an original radio play by the cast and crew of The Rick Emerson Show. Clyde Lewis is here. We'll kind of do it A&E style. Between the segments, we'll sort of give you a little... Because there's three breaks in this, but there's only two breaks in the hour, right? Okay, so we'll give you a little running commentary. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From higher top, the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting breaking news. Happy 4th of July, America. North Korea has test-fired a missile and landed in the Sea of Japan. That's not very long. It's only 373 miles.
It's right next to Henry Blake's plane.
But they didn't fire one of the good missiles, which are the Taepwangdong-2s, which are said to be able to reach the United States. So if they're really, really serious about this, let's see them take out a couple of red states, and we might believe them.
That's Tim Riley who said that, by the way. His views do not represent... Well, they do. Are we done?
No, we're going to talk about...
I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about Joe Lieberman.
Fantastic.
He's a proud Democrat.
Of course he is.
He's going to run as independent candidate if he runs and loses the Democratic primary. He says he's confident he'll win his party's nomination, but only if a majority of Democrats vote in the primary.
No one really knows how many Democrats will come out to vote
on
what may be a hot day in August.
Yes, he says.
Is he preemptively trying to blame the weather for losing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like when Superman fans said, but nobody showed up to see that movie.
Yeah, it's like that power outage on for Aquaman during Entourage.
Yes, he says he hasn't given up on winning the Democratic primary.
I want the nomination of the Democratic Party.
Can't
Let
happen.
There be no doubt.
It's not going to happen.
About that.
Can we just get Joe Lieberman? Scotty J, you don't need to come in the studio. But please now, you must now get Joe Lieberman's home phone number.
And the Pope's.
Well, this is like the other day when that story about Ashley Simpson posing for Playboy came out. And I walk in and Scotty J's in the studio. He's on the phone trying to get Hugh Hefner on the show. God bless him. He's like, can we just get Hugh Hefner for a few minutes? It was just like that day that Christina was trying to get the Pope on the show. Because she's a Methodist. What the hell does she know? Or a Baptist or whatever the hell. And so I'm like, I was talking about the Pope and I walked by and she's like, I'm looking for His Holiness, the Holy See. Could we get him? Could I get him on the show? And she just had no clue. So, Scotty, I want you to get Joe Lieberman, and I want his home phone number, so we can call him and tell him to stop it. Just tell him it's not going to happen. Squash those dreams early.
He says he will run as an independent candidate if he has to.
I have made the decision to allow signatures to be collected.
No one is going to sign this.
Here on the November ballot as an individual Democratic candidate for re-election to the United States Senate. If I do not win the Democratic Party's nomination in the primary on August 8th.
He's insane.
He really is. We were just saying he is sort of the Colin Hoobler of... in that he has lots of physical fitness.
Nobody knows who you're talking about. Looks like people are listening, but they don't deserve it. Shall we? Shall we not? Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, a longtime supporter of Joe, she has Joe Mantum, says she will not thank the Democrat for his reelection bid if he loses their party's primary. Whatever that means.
Who says this?
Hillary.
Okay, whatever. Does Joe Lieberman have a wife?
No.
Is there Mrs. Lieberman?
I'm not sure. I bet her name is Phoebe, though.
Okay. All right. I don't have any more Lieberman jokes. I'm all tapped out.
A sex offender who was recruiting dozens of other offenders and predators to live in the same Orange County, Florida trailer park has been ordered to stop recruiting.
To what end?
Well, he recruited...
Trying to create a powerful voting block?
He recruited them to live in the Lakeshore Village trailer park. He helped make this Orange County mobile home the densest cluster of sex offenders in the area.
Well, everybody's got to have goals.
What has become of this place, says resident Sally Lawton. A sex predator park, she answered her own question.
Are there rides there?
Oh, by the way, there are 70 children under the age of 14 in three homes.
All right. Okay, there you go. Jesus, God. Well, you know, we still have to put that link up on the website where you can look at the sexual predators in your neighborhood.
That'd be fun.
Because everybody is just terrified by that now.
He's married.
Who? Joe Lieberman?
Uh-huh.
All right.
How many years?
I could find out.
It'll be over by the end of the year. It doesn't matter. All right. Are we done?
I guess we are, yeah.
All right. Okay, kids, there you go. There's Tim Riley. We'll do some quick news at the end of the hour if we have time. All right. It's 503-733-2... 970 503 733 2970. All right, it is our annual Christmas in July show, which we will climax, as we always do, with the airing of Behind the Christmas, an original radio play by the cast and crew of The Rick Emerson Show. Clyde Lewis storming now boldly again.
Wobbling.
I'm
wobbling in.
Bobbing and weaving.
Brought a towel so you could catch the cat.
I need to give the cat a pill. Mama needs to go catch the cat. You kids watch TV for a while.
My parents used to say that all the time.
Too. Stop. Stop it now.
It's kind of
Stop.
Weird. Okay. I'll be behaving.
Stop. We're done now. All right, we are... Okay, where's the Behind the Christmas? All right, here we go.
People are going to be sad if they miss these 2 days.
I'm telling you, man, the holiday shows are gold. They're fried gold.
We're ridiculous.
We just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Our already low standards vanish altogether on holiday.
So, are we going to, like, do an introduction to this thing? About what we do?
I don't know, Clyde, are we?
I don't know, are we?
All right.
Was I drunk when I did this with you, too? I think I was.
I think it's a big yes. Anywho, Behind the Christmas, we did this in the Christmas of 2001, the week before, and we wrote and recorded and produced this in a marathon 36-hour session in which I did not sleep, by the way.
No.
And by the time this aired, I had been up for almost two solid days, and you can, because I was just so obsessed with getting it done and getting it right.
And I was drunk.
And you can really, and also we were drunk, and you can, and I'm on drugs, and you can hear it, by the way.
I was, remember? I'm just kidding. I was on drugs.
No, you can hear it in the final product, though, because it does have a particular bent to the humor that really only comes from three things: Rick and Clyde and sleep deprivation.
Yes, and so I encourage people that if it is that, you know, if you have that stuff at home, alcohol or any other thing to make you feel.
We should give them a couple minutes to get situated.
Yeah,
get
situated. Load up one of those. Little pipes of yours, and you'll enjoy the show.
Load it with a legal tobacco substance.
Some sort of legal tobacco substance, yes. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Let's just plunge on ahead, shall we? So here you go, and I'll have it over here. And I do have to say, by the way, that pound for pound, it's kind of like how Stephen King, he talked about how it's kind of sad that there's all this unanimity that Stephen King did his best work 25 years ago with The Stand.
This is our best work.
What are you going to do? No, that's what I'm saying. It's 5 years ago. I'll never top it. I'm sort of resigned to that this is the best thing I've ever done. And everything is just a long, slow, gradual downward spiral from this moment. So here you go, kids. Without further ado, an original radio production by the Rick Emerson Show cast and crew. See if you can spot how many members of this have been fired subsequent to the recording of this. How many of these people are no longer with us? Ladies and gentlemen, the Rick Emerson Show presents Behind the Christmas. Are we potted up there? There we go.
He was a young Norwegian carpenter with a penchant for making delightful toys. Little did he know that his trade would land him the career of a lifetime. But this story isn't all wrapped in fancy paper and bows.
I was 43 years old. I was only 4 feet 5 inches tall with a 68-inch waist. One day, I stood in the mirror naked and I said, "God damn it, man, you're an elf. Now what are you going to do with your life?"
But after this rocky start, the king of all mistletoe found his niche, bringing holiday joy to millions. But his rocket sled ride to the top was not without its dark side.
As God is my witness, I thought plastic bags were toys.
And just when it seemed that this master of Mary had it all came crashing down.
Remember that device that came out? That thing? They called it the It? Well, they should have called it I got 10,000 in a warehouse and I can't even give them away.
His life spinning out of control, this merry old soul finally hit Jingle Bell rock bottom.
So the next thing you know, I'm in a Motel 6, in Dubuque. Some strange girl in the shower and a beard full of dried vomit.
But when it seemed that there was no way out, an old friend appeared from nowhere to rescue the prodigal Père Noël, former presidential hopeful Al Gore.
Now I know what it's like to be a washed-up loser, someone who's irrelevant and completely without value to society. I know what it's like to have no one believe in you. So I figured, what the hell? I mean, I'm not doing anything, and I'm just growing this gut and this beard. Did you notice the beard? Tipper says it makes me look hard.
Revitalized and rejuvenated, this hirsute holiday handyman reclaimed his rightful place as the keeper of the Yuletide spirit and the man the whole world calls Father Christmas. Join us now as we explore the story of Santa Claus behind the Christmas.
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor.
The story of Santa Claus begins here, in the tiny fishing town of Hundredlopen. Just a wink of an eye and a twist of the head from Oslo, Norway. It was in this tiny hamlet that Gunther and Consuelo Nicholas made their home, and where, on the first day of the winter solstice, they welcomed a bouncing baby boy. Inexplicably naming him after the milkman, Consuelo christened the boy Scout and set about providing all she could for him as he began his life.
We never had much money when I was young. I have no shoes, and I used to always complain until one day I passed a man with fake legs and real feet. Let me tell you, after that, I learned to count my blessings.
What the family did have was love.
They always made sure I had enough, even at Christmas time. I remember my father. One year he took odd jobs until he could scrape together the money for a Christmas tree. It was the best holiday meal we ever had.
Scout's father made his life at sea, fishing with the other local men. He expected his son to follow in his footsteps, but Scout saw his destiny when he was about 9 years old.
So one night, I was putting ketchup on my tree, and I realized how well the red and the green went together. Well, I grabbed my mother's silverware, and I decorated up that tree to look all shiny and, well, you know, festive. And so the next day, after I de-splintered my pants, I got to thinking, what if we had trees? Not for eating, but for decoration. And that was the beginnings of my life as Santa Claus.
Needless to say, Scout's parents weren't wild about him using the family's meager food supplies for decoration. Some sacrifices had to be made.
Rusty was a real good dog. Put a little relish on him. Can we turn the cameras off? Please, turn them off.
As time went on, Scout became more and more serious about his new hobby. Creating decorations for the holiday season began to look like his calling. What Scout loved most of all was the joy his decorations brought others.
I think the best thing I ever invented was flocking. I mean, I would flock the tree, flock the neighbor's tree, flock the neighbor. Hell, sometimes I'd flock the neighbor's dog. I mean, I was one mean flocker. And when the look on their face right after they got flocked, you know, that makes it all worthwhile.
His Christmas inventions quickly caught on, and young Scout's innovations were all the rage, though some were more successful than others.
I had this idea to decorate the tree with fire. Yeah. That one didn't really go so well.
The following year, Scout's asbestos tree resulted in several lawsuits and reams of bad publicity. It would not be the young inventor's last brush with the dark side of success.
I had this other idea to put faces, you know, faces on squash and other Gore-type products. Yeah, you never think to trademark those things.
One Scout Nicholas item in particular seemed to strike a chord with the buying public.
One night, I was packing up my hide-a-bed when the whole bottom gave out. Springs went everywhere, all over the room, down the staircase. Then I noticed that springs could walk downstairs, alone, or in pairs. And they made this slinkety sound. And I thought to myself, a spring! A spring!
It was a marvelous thing, and soon the whole world would know it as Slinky.
And from that incident came the biggest selling product I'd ever had. And that's when I realized there's a lot more to Christmas than stringing your tree with pork chops and putting funny faces on potatoes. There's all kinds of dolls and trains and toys of every kind, just waiting to be made.
Scout's follow-up toys, the Slinky Dog and Slinky Train, met with similar success, although one item, the Slinky Cane, met with disappointing sales. But Scout turned those holiday lemons into financial eggnog.
Well, the settlements for the Slinky Cane almost put me under. So I knew whatever I came up with next had to be good. So if they don't want a cane made of flimsy metal, then what do they want? Well, what's something everybody likes? And I thought, candy.
Scout's moment of clarity reaped a financial windfall. The candy cane was an instant bestseller, showing Scout that there was an untapped market for his holiday gewgaws. It was time to take his dreams to the world stage. Coming up, Scout finds success beyond his wildest dreams and temptations beyond his wildest imagination.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say about 4,600 women, sometimes two, maybe three at a time. A lot of the times they want me to stay in the suit. You know, for the whole thing. I've got the pictures in the book. You want to see them?
When Behind the Christmas continues.
All right, the Rick Emerson Show continues after this with more of Behind the Christmas and our annual Christmas in July show at AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
All right, there you go. Filled with shame about the way we make a living sometimes. It's 503-733-2970. It's pointless to call, though, because we're doing the Behind the Christmas thing, after which we will be making way for Tom Likas, etc. And we're back again doing our normal show tomorrow. But you may ask yourself, this Behind the Christmas thing is music. Who is it that makes such things possible? Let me tell you, it's folks like Everybody's Garden Center, 519 Southeast Main. And I never did get a clear answer to this, but I think it's either the second or third location that they sort of, you know, they expanded because it was a smaller store and it's a bigger store. And it's not, you know, a warehouse like in the big impersonal sense, you know, like a big box store or something, but it is a big place. So if you are a gardener, if you got that big outdoor garden going on, or the indoor, you got like the window box or whatever it is, go see these guys, because whether you are just getting started or whether you are, you know, you just like somebody like my family members, or just like, you know, I've got friends of mine and they do the whole thing where they, you know, just like acres and acres and acres of everything, and then like mom is in the kitchen all summer and she's canning stuff, and then you go over there in like December and, you know, they've got like, you know, all everything, it's like tastes fresh and it's cheaper and it's, they don't have to worry about it going to the store and it's like some weird Franken food and all of that. So the point is, whether you are just getting into it or whether you've been doing it for a long time, it's safer and it's better for your family. It's going to save you money in the long run. So for all your gardening supplies and accessories, knowledge and know-how, go see them. 519 Southeast Main. 519 Southeast Main, a proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson Show. Everybody's Garden Center.
It's your choice. You can call Geico, go to geico.com, or check the yellow pages for the office near you. Just stop paying more for car insurance than you have to.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
It happens gradually. The sun gives way to stars and moon. The day slips into something more comfortable. And there, in the warm twilight glow, life becomes simple once again. Now is the time for Bella Sera Merlot from Italy. Soft, smooth, rich. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggles sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss Amateur Night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
July is the month for friends, family, and fun. What better way to enjoy the summer than stopping in for great food and world-famous service at your Portland-area Hooters restaurant. Hooters of Beaverton off Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway. Hooters of Mall 205 on the east side. And their new location, Hooters of Jansen Beach. Bring the gang down and find the cure for the common restaurant this summer. This month, Hooters and Cycle Sports of Salem are giving away a brand new Sea-Doo. Check Cycle Sports on the web at cyclesports.net. Ask for details at your favorite Hooters.
Are you looking for the largest selection and the lowest prices on fireworks? Then go to Bomber Brothers, the only official 4th of July fireworks stands, and get the biggest bang for your buck. Check out some of Bomber Brothers' hot deals. Selected Black Cat Roman candles, Saturn missiles, and artillery shells, all four for the price of one.
That's right, four for one.
These deals can be found at all 21 locations. Here are directions to a few locations. Take I-205 North, Highway 14 East, Exit 8, 164th Avenue, then go left, and they're on the corner of Southeast 15th and 164th Avenue. Second, take I-5 North, Exit 7, and go right. Then right on Highway 99 next to Ricky's Pool and Spa. And finally, their new location in Longview at 700 Ocean Beach Highway. See the Bomber Brothers ad in the newspapers or go to 970.am for more money-saving coupons and a list of all locations. Or call 360-253-7377 for more information. Bomber Brothers, where they sell the best fireworks at the lowest price.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. Call 1-800-459-2807. 1-800-459-2807. Call now. 1-800-459-2807.
At Broadway Toyota, we know what your expectations are when you're looking to buy a car. And that's why we know that if you come to Broadway Toyota at the Rose Quarter, we'll change your perception of car dealers. You want a lot of Toyotas to choose from. You want people who will make you feel comfortable and confident while you're shopping for your new Toyota. And of course, there's price. At Broadway Toyota, we've known for a long time that you don't want to run all over town comparing prices on anything, especially cars. And we price our Toyotas every day so that the only place you need to go is here. We've even made it easy to shop for a Toyota at work. While you're on your lunch break, of course, just go to BroadwayToyota.com and our internet team will happily assist you via email. So Portland, if you're even thinking about buying a Toyota, Broadway is the only way. Just get off at the I-5 Rose Quarter exit and head two blocks east. Or visit us online at BroadwayToyota.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Live from Portland, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
It is the Rick Emerson Show. We're live on the 4th of July. It's our annual Christmas in July show. And now, Behind the Christmas, an original radio play by the Rick Emerson Show cast and crew, continues.
After years of struggle and financial heartbreak, 43-year-old Scout Nicholas of Hundredlove in Norway was finally tasting success. His breakthrough product, the Candy Cane, had opened the doors to a worldwide market of sugar plums and sleds. But despite a booming professional career, his private life remained a desolate igloo of solitude.
I had one of those DSL connections, and I used to go into the chat room. I'd call myself Ramrod 69, but as soon as they find out you're an elf, it's all over. I'd say I didn't have a real date in 5 years.
But all that changed one cold New Year's Eve. Drunk and alone, bathed in the warm glow of the television, Scout was startled by a knock at the door.
I was watching Dick Clark introduce Kenny Rogers and kind of idly wondering if a 12-gauge would take off my whole head. when I heard a knock at the door. I was going to just ignore it, but whoever it was wasn't taking no for an answer.
Opening the door that cold and snowy night, Scout was greeted by the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. A woman who herself was looking for something special.
The St. Andrew's Spaghetti Feet. And between the snow and those Jaeger shots at the frat house, I didn't know where I was.
Scout was smitten.
She had all her teeth and no visible scars or prosthetic limbs.
And when he opened the door, I thought it was Sebastian Cabot. I still didn't know where I was, so I just asked if it was St. Andrew's. And he said...
And I said, no, St. Andrew's gone, bowling. I'm St. Nicholas. And she bought it.
And that combination of hard liquor and blatant deception was the start of a lasting relationship. St. Nick had found his Mrs. Claus. After a whirlwind courtship, the couple tied the knot, honeymooning in Liechtenstein before making their home at Scout's new base of operations.
The North Pole thing was supposed to be a tax dodge. They told me if I put all my assets in the Arctic, the government couldn't touch it. Well, then my tax advisor got killed in a government standoff, so, that didn't work out too well. I mean, did you know that everyone has to pay taxes? Anyway, turns out I have to live there. So here I am. I knew I should have gone to H&R Block.
His factory now ensconced in the tree-tinsel tundra of the North Pole, Scout turned his attention to marketing. The first change he made was a long time coming.
I was trying out a whole bunch of names that I thought would sound better. I mean, Scout. Made me sound like one of those Indians on the side of the road, always trying to sell you turquoise jewelry and reeking of gin. I wanted something that had a ring to it.
But finding just the right name proved to be a challenge.
I thought maybe Nicholas the Great or Scouty the Elf, D.B. Cooper. I mean, the list goes on. St. Nicholas was okay, but it cuts out the whole Jewish market, you know? And that's a pile of pastrami you don't want to lose.
It was a drunken and babbling Mrs. Claus who provided the answer.
Well, the sign painters were there, and they were doing the front of the factory. And I'm afraid I don't hold my arbor mist very well.
So when they asked her what name went on the sign, instead of St. Nicholas, it just came out, by the time I found out, it was too late to change the sign, so I was Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho.
His new name in place, Santa began a full marketing assault on the Christmas world. His name and face appeared everywhere, from billboards to buses, and he became an icon to a world seeking holiday hope. Everyone, it seemed, wanted a piece of Santa. But keeping up with that demand proved a terrible strain.
I didn't know anything about physics or atmospheric re-entry burn. I mean, the first time out, we lost 7 of the 8 tiny reindeer. Why don't you try explaining to a 5-year-old at the mall why you reek of burnt reindeer hair?
The technical challenges were just one part of the burden. To make his overnight delivery deadline, Santa had little time to spare.
I mean, have you ever tried to visit 300,000 million homes in one night? The time zone changes alone put you over the edge.
Trying to meet the impossible deadline often took a physical toll, one that Santa Claus only now will talk about.
I've got piles. Yeah. They're bad. Boy. They itch. Well, you don't want to know about itching. And let me tell you something else. Bugs. In the teeth. Not so much in North America, but in South America. They got mosquitoes the size of canned hams.
His physical ailments shielded from the public, Santa's business continued to boom. But with every new hung stocking, nervous collapse came closer to knocking. Santa fought back the symptoms with a rainbow of highly addictive medications.
See these? Vicodin 7.0s. Take a few of these and you can fly through glass. Don't even feel it. And these, Paxil, they balance me out. Take a few of these and when an elf comes to me with a problem, I say, hey, short round, don't sweat the small stuff.
But rectal swelling and psychotropic medication were only mile marker one on this toboggan ride to despair.
I swear, I thought the gun was empty.
Santa's sleigh ride to hell continues. And later.
I mean, she didn't look 15, let me tell you.
When Behind the Christmas continues.
Best radio play ever. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live on the 4th of July. This is the original Rick Emerson radio drama, Behind the Christmas.
Within a few years of launching his merry master plan on the world, Santa Claus had everything he'd ever dreamed. Money, fame, and the love of a beautiful woman. So great was his popularity that Coca-Cola signed him to a 5-year endorsement contract. But even this sweet deal had a bitter aftertaste for the Maven of Mistletoe.
Do you know that Coca-Cola doesn't have any cocaine in it? I mean, what am I drinking for? The taste? Boy, those guys could use a lesson in marketing. And did you know that if you put a nail in a glass of Coke, in 3 days, you'll be gone.
The sour feelings over his Coca-Cola contract were a dark sign of things to come. In the years following his dazzling debut, a host of competing holidays had sprung up to siphon off their share of the December dollar.
Kwanzaa. First thing I heard about it, the wife says, turn on the TV and I see Felicia Rashad selling Kwanzaa cakes. What the hell is a Kwanzaa cake? And do they have Kwanzaa carols? Look, if there are no carols, it's not a holiday. Plain and simple. And Hanukkah. 8 days of presents? How do you compete with that?
To counteract this new holiday heyday, Santa Claus and wife Magdalena unveiled what they thought would be their salvation.
So we thought, why not have a second Christmas in July? Call it Christmas 2. I still think it was a good idea.
So then you start to hear the words sellout. And of course the media was just as cruel. That wrinkled bastard Paul Harvey, he's on the coal list for life, I'll tell you.
After suffering near-fatal heat stroke while delivering presents in a full Santa suit on the hottest day of the year, Christmas 2 was 86th, but the damage was done. Overextended and overexposed, Santa seemed destined for the pile of disposable heroes, like Dr. Laura. Putting his failed experiment on ice, Santa turned this minor setback into major catastrophe.
Did you know that drinking antifreeze will make you blind? Boy, I didn't see that coming.
Continuing his downward slide, Santa forgot about everything but killing the pain.
He'd vanish for days on end, and then you'd get the phone call, Santa's in our bathtub. Well, you can't imagine how embarrassing that was.
Along for this December deviance were a bevy of beautiful women, all of whom were more than happy to provide Santa with illicit Noel nookie.
I did my best to be a faithful husband, but I'm only human. One time I was in Salt Lake City. Well, I come down the chimney and there's a hot little tomato. The only thing she's got on is a mistletoe garter. Well, after a while, it all gets to be too much. You say to yourself, I'm Santa Claus. I deserve a little Yuletide fun now and then. I mean, when you stop by Halle Berry's house and she meets you with four handcuffs and a bottle of scotch, I mean, what's a man to do? Sometimes being naughty is just so damn enticing, even for Santa.
These nights of snow-covered sin left the married merrymaker full of self-loathing, a condition he cured the only way he knew how, through rampant intake of chemicals.
And you know, you tell yourself all kinds of lies when you're an alcoholic. You try to convince yourself that you're in control, but no matter what anyone tells you, vodka and trail mix is not a balanced way to live. I can see that now.
But the compulsive Kris Kringle's chaotic cannonball into the swimming pool of drugs and depravity was far from over. Depressed and alone, he wondered if he'd chosen the wrong path somewhere along the way.
I mean, you look at the little people in my life, and you see how their lives are, and you wonder, would I be happier? Billy Barty. Never heard one complaint out of him. And that other one, that black kid with the failing kidneys, he always seemed to have it pretty good.
But his Lilliputian longings aside, Santa showed no signs of slowing his ride along Route 666, even when his alcoholic intake led to some grave mistakes.
Did you know, I gave OJ a house 1 year. I swear to Christ, an honest-to-God house. Hell, there's kids in Armenia that'd be glad to get a lump of coal, and I gave OJ a friggin' house. Oh, the things I'd do over.
But at the height of his fame and the peak of his powers, there was no time for second guesses. Every moment spent awake was spent dealing with the stresses of fame, fortune, and the increasing expectations of stardom.
I mean, I get these letters from people who want me to give them world peace or love among all men for Christmas. I mean, why don't I just make the sun disappear? I'm not Doug Henning, you know. And don't even get me started on the lepers. Christ, you put on one big suit and a beard, and people think you're Jesus. I can't even fix my wife's gout, you know.
Santa's holly jolly party folly sometimes left him unable to handle the day-to-day tasks of mirth-making. As he was drawn deeper and deeper into a web of drunken irresponsibility, his management skills reached a Noel nadir. Crucial decisions often had to be made by underlings, sometimes with disastrous consequences. Former head of Elfin Production and shop steward, Indigo Spitz.
You know, we elves are a punctual people. Now, people don't know that about us, but if there's one thing an elf won't tolerate, it's missing a deadline. When Christmas comes, them toys gotta be ready to roll. Period. And if old jingle junkie can't get it together enough to help us out, then we're gonna do things ourselves. That's when I step in. Sure, I majored in communications, but when the chips are down and you gotta get them toys out, I'm your man.
Without Santa's holiday vision to guide them, the elves took it upon themselves to create and manufacture that year's holiday toys. It soon became apparent that their efforts, while sturdy and long-lasting, were not in keeping with the traditional spirit of the season.
Now, what you got here is your chopstick. I mean, the kids will love this one. I mean, what do you want from me anyway? It beats the hell out of that PlayStation, if you ask me.
Equally bad was a mass marketing flyer, which, due to a printing error, told parents to bring their children to Satan's workshop. The season was an unmitigated failure. Within a year, Spitz would leave the North Pole altogether, though to this day, he blames the man in red for the December debacle.
I did what I had to do. I made sure that every kid got a present. If they didn't want a beard of bees for Christmas, they can take it up with Betty.
His new friends in tow, Santa spent long hours in a haze of narcotic stupor. Magdalena Claus remembers the night she knew she'd had enough.
I just remember watching the American Music Awards. And there, in the front row, was my Santa. And with him was that no-good tramp, Courtney Love. Well, I thought he'd just gone out for a pack of smokes. And there he is with that yeasty whore. Well, at that moment, I knew that something had to change.
Coming up, Santa continues his never-ending slide into a pitiful chasm of blackness.
Who knew that Courtney would steal my songs and then dump me?
And later, Santa's snow globe of sadness becomes ho-ho happiness once again. When Behind the Christmas continues.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. It is our annual Christmas in July show on July 4th. Behind the Christmas continues after this. Don't go anywhere. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio.
You're listening to the Rick Emerson Show. Fire coming up on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Brought to you by Active Firming Lotion. Only from Nivea for Men.
Nivea for Men presents Sounds for Men. Today's episode, Slot Machine, Swedish Girl.
This is a lot of money. My shirt fell off.
Men, that was for you. Like our Active Firming Lotion. It firms and tightens your face. Only from Nivea for Men.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
Don't you know who I am?
You're my pa. Oh,
make this quick, Johnny. Come on. Oh. Everybody comes after us. The boy's dead.
Sheriff,
They took Abe.
That grandson of yours could get hurt.
You can keep the bank money. Just give us the boy.
I'm scared.
Stacy Keach.
I'll kill you and any that's with you.
Patrick Duffy.
Now that is like the good old days.
Kenneth Johnson.
Adios, Kendrick.
Most men don't get to choose their time to die.
Desolation Canyon premieres this Saturday at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel.
The category tonight, top 10 signs your boss is spying on you. Oh. Number 10. Well, wherever you go, you're followed by a potted plant and loafers. Number 9. The bracelet he gave you for Christmas beeps if you leave your cubicle. Number 8. Office coffee has hint of hazelnut and sodium pentothal. Number 7. Your name's Sam, next to your parking spot reserved for the guy following Sam. Number 6, find yourself getting tasered more than with previous bosses. Number 5, your new secretary looks a lot like that chick from Alias. Number 4, instead of photos of wife and kids on his desk, he has photos of you sleeping. Number 3, when you're alone in the men's room, a voice tells you to quit blocking the lens. That would be my problem. Number 2, a boss critical of typos in your personal emails, and the number 1 sign your boss is spying on you, the fax machine just coughed.
Don't forget to join David tonight when his scheduled guests will be Anne Hathaway, comedian Jim Gaffigan, and Dashboard Confessional. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2006, Worldwide Dance Incorporated.
Blackjack.
Blackjack Fireworks dominates the competition.
Larger selection. Lower prices.
Blackjack.
Blackjack Fireworks is now Blackjack Pyroworks. Giving you the lowest prices and largest selection than ever before.
Blackjack.
Blackjack. Blackjack Pyroworks. All fireworks in the store. Buy one, get one free.
Blackjack.
Plus item 3 for $1. This is no gimmick. 2 for $1. 3 for $1. At prices lower than ever before. Blackjack. Don't pay inflated prices from fly-by-night circus tents. Blackjack Pyroworks. Our store is guaranteed to rock
your world.
Blackjack Pyroworks in the big yellow building.
Blackjack.
Take I-5 north to 134th Street. Turn right to Highway 99. Turn right to 106. Turn right to the big yellow building. Blackjack Pyroworks. Open from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Call 360-573-4083.
Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's our annual Christmas in July show as we now have the triumphant conclusion of the original Rick Emerson radio play, Behind the Christmas.
After the bitter, soul-crushing failure of Christmas 2, Santa Claus had fallen further and further and further and further. And further still into a nightmarish black abyss of drugs and kinky sex. The low point came in November, when a home video showing Santa and girlfriend Courtney Love engaged in hardcore sex showed up on the internet. Despite a lengthy court battle, the video became an instant bestseller and cemented Santa's reputation as a man whose time had passed. His estranged wife continued to watch over the family business, convinced that a rebound was on the horizon.
I mean, we always had the company, and that kept us above water in the lean years. Although, we had to make some sacrifices. I mean, the 8 tiny reindeer had to go. We could only afford 2 huskies and a penguin.
But Lady Fate had one more shoe to drop. Klaus family lawyer, Eli Zabransky.
The so-called merry working elves were in reality underfed school children from Nicaragua. And to make matters much worse, the rightful owners of these children, Nike Incorporated, hadn't been paid for them in years. So that had to come to an immediate stop.
The family business hobbled and his relationship on the rocks. Santa had nowhere left to turn. That's when a voice from the past emerged to lead Santa out of his private pain cave. Former Vice President Al Gore.
Now, Scout was always there for me, and when the chips were down, he was a true friend. I know that he loved Magdalena, and that all he needed was a helping hand to get back on his feet. You see how I used the hand and feet together there? You know, he's got a couple bucks with some smokes.
Al found the floundering Father Christmas holed up in a cheap hotel, drinking away his last few dollars on cheap wine and memories.
He didn't look anything like the scout I knew. He was pale and he smelled vaguely of Bengay and stool. Can I say stool? I guess it's better than saying shit, right?
Al convinced the Winter Wonder kind to clean up his act and to give Santahood another shot.
So I got up, cleaned the larger chunks out of my beard and took a shower. And when I stepped out, I stood in the mirror naked and I said, God damn it, man. You're an elf. Now what are you going to do with your life?
Coming up.
I mean, all it takes is one look at Al Gore and you realize the danger of ruining your whole life. I mean, Christ almighty.
When Behind the Christmas continues.
And it continues now. It's not really a commercial break. Just keep listening. It's all one long segment. There you go. The visit from the vanquished VP was just the catalyst Santa needed to set him back on the right path. With the help of friends and family, he slowly battled his way back from the brink of certain death. Fighting off the myriad demons of drugs, depression, and alcohol, he strove to rebuild his shattered life.
You see this? This is my 90-day coin. I'm a new person now. One who won't be tempted by drugs or booze or promiscuous. Are you going to drink that?
In his long and eventful life, Santa Claus has played many roles, from ecstatic elf to down-and-out December dreamer. But these days, the role that St. Nick plays is that of contented family man, doting father, and successful business merchant. His life once again on the straight and narrow, he relishes every chance to share the holiday cheer he loves so much with those he considers his friends and neighbors, the good little boys and girls of planet Earth. As time went on, Santa reclaimed much of what he lost. His business, once faltering, now flourishes. And as for Mrs. Claus, she's just happy to have back the man she calls St. Nick.
People always say, how did you do it? Why did you take him back? And I say, I did it for the children.
For the children, indeed. For without this general of jolly, this wizard of winter, this hero of holly, this mogul of merry, this titan of tinsel, this chancellor of cheer, life would be just a little darker for the child in all of us. Good night, and Merry Christmas. Coming up, Al Gore asks if he gets paid for this.
Excuse me, do I get paid for this?
No.
It ends with the 9 billionth playing of Father Christmas by the King, which we play like 1,000 times a week during Christmas.
That's like your favorite song ever.
It's the best Christmas song ever recorded.
All right.
We'll take this all the way to the end. You want to do that?
All right.
How long do we have? Minute and a half?
Two minutes?
Sarah?
Yeah.
Two? Okay.
Bring me another beer.
Okay. Moving on. So we want to thank, let's see, Clyde Lewis, of course, who played Santa Claus and who co-wrote that.
Yeah.
I am the voice of the narrator. Let's see, what Sue Anna Bear, who is no longer with it. Well, she's dead.
Is she in Nashville?
She could be.
She's no longer with it.
She actually could be.
Yeah. She's in Nashville. Mike Chase, of course, we no longer work with. Who else is in there? Is that it? Oh, Tim Riley, who played Indigo Spitz.
Indigo Spitz.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm your man.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Are there any other voices?
No.
Yeah.
I did Al Gore.
Oh, yeah, you did Al Gore, too.
And isn't it funny how Al Gore just comes to save the day once again, and now he's back in the news again. So it's topical. Every like, 3 or 4 months, we can get Al Gore back.
Okay.
He shows a slideshow and we're all happy at the end of it all.
Okay. Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Clyde Lewis.
TyLewis.com. Coming up this Christmas, we'll be playing that, I don't know, probably on the 23rd, and then we'll have something new for Christmas Eve. Yes?
How much longer does this go?
Like a minute and a half.
Okay.
You just fade it out whenever you need to.
Something new for Christmas Eve?
Yeah, we got to do something else for
Christmas.
Does
that mean I have to get drunk and write with you again?
Yeah, that'll be a challenge.
That'll be cool.
How are we going to do it? All right. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, and the Stephanie Miller Show tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours, noon. Thank you for listening. We are live all this week. Sarah Dillon is the producer of this very fine radio program today and every day. Tim Riley at the news desk. Thank you to Clyde Lewis, Lisa Goddard, Jim Rupert, Gary Baumgarten, and Scotty J. So much more than an intern. All right, the Rick Emerson Show returns tomorrow at noon. As always, don't let the bastards grind it up. Thank you for listening. See y'all tomorrow. Happy 4th of July. Be safe. Bye.
Happy South at the time.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening. AM 970.
KCMD.
AM Portland. Solid State Radio.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio, and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet, and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
I know. Oh, my God. I know what we're going to do. Oh, it's so delicious. I can almost taste it.
This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
What's your name, Slim?
Sid. Sid? What, sit on my face? What are you talking about? Big guy like you don't have a name, Sid. What, the store run out of Pop-Tarts, so you came in here? I'm over here now, Sid. So I see you here with, who's this, your wife?
Yes, my wife.
She's very cute. She's tiny next to you.